Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to my Sunday Reflection, which is very late in the day today because it's gone 6 o'clock in the UK, and it's very actually part of this conversation today why it is so late. So I'm really fascinated that I am doing this now. So okay, the day's conversation with my Sunday Reflection here is about two things. One, it's about the virtual event that is going live today called Reasons and Results, and the other thing is about perfectionism, the curse of perfectionism. And so Reasons and Results has been knocking around my head for 3 months. And the reason it hasn't probably got out into the world is because of perfectionism. It wasn't quite ready to be birthed yet. It wasn't quite ready. There was always a reason for it not to be ready. Well, we'll get more to that in a minute in terms of this idea of perfectionism. So Reasons and Results is based around the idea that obviously we are coming out of the lockdown situation. Certainly in the UK we are. We're releasing the valve on it. And although I suspect we're going to be going back in and out of lockdown for quite a few months, because this ain't over till it's over. And as much as we'd like it to be over, it isn't. And that has been nagging at me for a while. I was conscious of this for a while. I thought, there's no way that this is a 3 month journey. It'll be longer. And what we go back to won't be what we came away from, which was part of why we did Beyond the Change originally. So with that in mind, I've been constructing an event or putting together the idea of an event to support people, including myself on some level, through this change that we're all going to be going through. So let's think that out a little bit. What's that going to look like? So it's 5 days of Reasons and Results. It's free to access, as the same as the last event. The first day will be about the why. You know, the Simon Sinek stuff. Now, why is it we choose to get out of bed? How do we find our why? And passion. These two factors are the drivers, the key drivers of us. And once we discover those two factors and we lean into them, nothing else really matters. So we'll cover those. Day two will be about confidence, mindset, the bedrock of what holds us together in doing stuff. Day three will be about resistance and focus. No, it won't. Resistance and fear. And, you know, I am now struggling here because I've now made a mistake and perfectionism is kicking in and I'm kind of deciding whether to re-record this video or not. But I'm not going to. I'm going to fight it. I'm going to fight the perfectionism urge and carry on. Right, so day three is all about resistance and fear, overcoming it. What is it about resistance? Why is it there? Day four, having got those 3 days under our belt and we're now sorted in terms of what it is we're doing and why we struggle with it, we're going to start putting in place the tools we need to actually get the job done. So, self-discipline, massive subject. When we have self-discipline, things start to happen. Focus, one of my pet subjects. We're going to be talking about how to stay focused and how to hold self-discipline. And then the final day, the 28th, the final day is a Friday. And that is the day we're going to be looking at implementation and accountability. The power of those things. What it takes to implementation. So there's going to be systems, planning, things to move you forward. And that's the final day. So that's the 5 days in a nutshell. The event is free to attend. And I can tell you it will be a fantastic event because we've got some great speakers. Now, here's the thing that's been driving me insane is my level of perfectionism. I've already hinted at it on this recording. So I had the idea for this months ago. And I was pulling together people who are interested. But for some reason, it was like walking through porridge. I just could not get it beyond the next stage. And part of it is my fear of perfectionism. It has to be perfect before I release it. It has to be this. So one of the things that has been stopping me releasing it is having 10 speakers. I've got 9. I've actually got probably 12 or 13 speakers. They're not all on the system yet. They've not all submitted their details yet. And so it's not good enough. I can't put it out yet. Why? Why is it not good enough? Who's going to know? And what's the gauge for good enough? So it does occur to me, and like, I see this perfectionism issue in a lot of places. There are people I know that can start some writing and they can write something and they can rewrite it again and again and again and again, when really 80% would have been absolutely fine. And I guess I need to learn that myself in terms of what I'm putting out in the world with this event. 80% probably will be fine. Because it's not the words on the page, is it? It's my intention, and it's the intention I put behind it. It's the energy I put behind it that makes the difference. So, you know, perfectionism is what is into one of those things. It's about analysis paralysis, isn't it? Where we analyse and get totally stuck on the process. As a case in point today, like, I wanted to redo the graphic for this event. Because I had a graphic for it, which I liked initially, but I recognised, and I do still like the graphic, but I recognise I can't use it when I start putting speakers' faces on the graphic, because it had some people in this graphic. I think it looked good in that respect, but it wasn't going to work if I started mixing in speakers with them. And so I thought, I need to change the graphic. I spent a good hour mucking about with this graphic, and I said to my wife, what's wrong with this? Well, that's wrong, that's wrong, that doesn't work. Try changing this and this and this. Well, we did, and it looked crap. So I'm still struggling with perfectionism. And I thought, I'll just leave it, and I walked away from it. And I came back an hour later, and I changed 3 things, and then it felt right. Now, I don't know if it is any better than not. I mean, when you go and look at the site, you will see the graphic that I was painstakingly mucking about with. But it is interesting, isn't it? How much angst and pain we put ourselves through for the sake of perfectionism. So hey, tell me, where are you? Have a look in your life. Where are you being too perfect? Where is perfectionism stopping you moving forward? Because I can assure you, most people don't even look at this sort of stuff. And I'm sure none of you will even notice the graphic I'm talking about or have any issue with it at all. It's just another, for me, it's just another reason not to put this thing out there. So anyway, that's it for today. That is my Sunday reflection. So what can I say to you? Yes, check out the site. The details will be on the show notes above. There'll also be Life, Passion and Business, so you can sign up for the event. It's free to access. It will be a fantastic 5 days. If you are thinking about focus coaching with me, very worth doing. If you've got a project you want to move forward and you want some help pushing that forward, check out the link on the homepage at Life, Passion and Business, and you will see all about how focus coaching works and how it could benefit your business or life, for that matter. So that's it for me for Sunday. I have completed my Sunday reflection, and I didn't need to be so hung up on perfection, did I? So thank you so much for being part of my life and in on this project with me. And I so look forward to catching up with you. And if you're on the event, I so look forward to be engaging with you at the event. There will be a Facebook page. There will be all sorts of stuff that we can actually directly engage with. So I'm so looking forward to that. Anyway, thank you so much for your time and attention. And I will catch you on Wednesday. All the best. Ta-ra for now.